CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and the repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will begin tonight with the pre-net check-ins. And first on the list is W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and to make the home and travel address. Next, we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next on the list is Mr. Mail, W4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville. Next on the list is Mr. Kurt, KO4RMM, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins tonight, so we're going to move over and catch our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit. And I'll hang around.
I'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. And sit down for comments. I'll be back around as quick as I get through the RF check-ins. I appreciate you hanging around. And tonight being Monday night, we will start with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
And K4HNR, Kilo 4 Hotel, November Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
4HKX. Check in and out, Kilo, Quebec 4, Hotel Lima, Zulu, Benson, and Marshall, North Carolina.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Connor, K4HNR, out of Greenville. And Connor, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Benson, KQ4HLZ, out of Marshall, North Carolina. Benson, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ, and Harry and Cammer. Kind of helps if you turn the knob over to the right frequency. Negative, negative tonight, Patrick. Stay safe tomorrow morning.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZ, and over in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, good to hear you. And yeah, that tends to help a little bit when you get on the right frequency. But good to hear you. And yeah, you be careful over there in the morning also. So appreciate you coming by. With that, we will move on up to India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and James, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us and always being loyal to do so. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick. Good evening to you and your bride there. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
We're HKX. Patrick, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. I hope everybody has a good night. Sid, you stay warm up there. Must be awfully cold airwaves. KK4JBQ 73.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid W4IOE out of Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and Miss Beverly are staying warm over there. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make the home in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments later. I'll be back around to you shortly. And with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. Calls, we'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
HKX, Patrick, please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all being negative and negative.
So Paul is here, and we'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, thank you for coming by and checking in with us tonight. I do appreciate that. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, down there in Inman. And Walt, good to hear you tonight, but you have a major hum on your signal. I don't know exactly how to tell you what it is, but just letting you know you got something on your signal tonight. But I was able to pull you out and do appreciate you coming by, and good to hear from you. Haven't heard you in a while, so good to hear from you. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Thanks for calling on that. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night. And I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. Tom, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and Miss Bernice are staying warm tonight. And good to hear you tonight. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Hey, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lorraine and Gulf. KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. And just turned radio on, so just heard you. Hey, Tom.
Thought I missed you, Chris. Hey, Chris.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us, and need to get up with you one day. May try to sneak over there one afternoon after the first of the year, but good to hear you tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4H. With that, pause. We'll see we got everybody for that pass, and we'll move up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table tonight. Merry Christmas to you and everyone on the net.
HKX. Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, KA3WPP, Howard and Piedmont, be negative and negative.
KX. Check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down there mobiling around tonight on 85. And Shane, you be careful out there tonight. It was pretty windy on my way home. Hopefully it's died down by now. But if not, you be safe out there tonight on your way to and from Atlanta. Next, we'd like to welcome, I believe it was KA3WPP, that is Howard in Piedmont. I hope I got that right. If you could, just let me know and verify it for me, please, sir.
Confirmed QSL. Thank you.
All right, Howard, good to hear you, and that's the first time you've checked in with me, so I do appreciate that. That's why I wanted to verify I got the information correct. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in Southern Greenville. Tommy, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And with that, we will try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we want to move on up to the top of the alphabet tonight in the patient group. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
4HKX. Patrick and everybody on that, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, but I'll hang around for a comment.
HKX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, and no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise, and all on the net.
Let's welcome this fine group here, and first on that list is W4DJW. That is our net control manager down there in Greer. Dave, good to hear you tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ. That is another Dave over in Easley. And Dave, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you checking in with us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, KN4CHY, down there in Seneca. And Keith, I got you down for some comments. I'll be back around to you shortly. Then I'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary down there in Easley. And he brings along Miss Joy, his pretty little bride, K3JOY, down in Easley also. And Gary, I got you down for a comment afterwards. I'll be back around to you shortly also. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to welcome Mr. Kurt, KM4BLH, down in Greenville. Kurt, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville and right to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
Kilo 4, HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Papa, X-ray Bravo, lower than Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Please check in Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. AA1RD, Bob down here in Piedmont. Sorry. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Your system is sounding, your radio is sounding really good tonight into the repeater. 73 and to you and all on the net.
Well, I'd like to welcome this fine group. We'll start with Mr. Nelson, KO4GUN, down in Mobile from Greenville to Spartanburg. Nelson, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down in Simpsonville. Lloyd, good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW, over in Brevard. Ed, good to hear you also. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, AA1RD, down in Piedmont. And Bob, I'm glad I'm sounding good into the repeater because it is awful scratchy on my end. I don't know what's going on, probably just the cold weather and the wind, but it's sure making for fun tonight. But I do appreciate you coming here. We got another EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Good evening, Net Control. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel Gust from Southwest Florida. Just landed at RSW Fort Myers after a couple days up north for Christmas. Hope everybody has a great day, negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, down there in Florida. Gus, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. But you be safe. I heard you landed there, so you be safe out there flying around. I hope you make it back to your QTH safely tonight. But thank you for checking in with us. And with that, we will go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Charlie 4, Alpha X-ray Yankee, Rolling Greenwood. Just check me in and out.
I'd like to welcome Earl, KC4, down in Greenwood. Earl, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for checking in with us, and do appreciate that. And looks like we've got another EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. Kevin, over here in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. I'll be negative, negative, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, KN4UBG, down in Fountain Inn. Kevin, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Thank you for that, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Control. November 4, Delta Mike Echo, N4DME, Paul, over here on the west banks of Lake Hartwell. And also check in Donald, AA4 Quicksilver. That's AA4 QS. And we're both over here in Tacoma in the Windy City. I was about to say the Windy City of Chicago, but even though it feels like it. But we're over here in the windy city of Toccoa, and hopefully ain't too many people out there lost their Christmas decorations for the ones that put it up this year. But anyway, hope and pray for all of the families that down in the flatlands that experienced all this rainfall over the weekend, and hopefully there's some normalcy that people's lives will get back to normal down there in the flatlands of Georgia and South Carolina and North Carolina. Seems like there's a lot of platforms that failed its own people, which I won't get into, which they should have seen this coming considering the weather. This low pressure system that came through looked like a, you know, theoretically was a hurricane, even though it's wintertime. But anyway, appreciate you calling the net tonight and supporting our great hobby, and hopefully you and the family and everybody has a good Christmas next week.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Paul in for DME, and he brings along Mr. Donald, AA4QS. They make their home down there in Toccoa, Georgia. And Paul, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and hopefully the wind dies down here shortly. I know it's a cold wind up here, but I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time to come by and check in with us. And first on the list tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. Evening, Patrick. It is currently 35 degrees up here in dear old Brown Summit, just a little north of Greensboro, North Carolina. And it is getting cold up there, out there. But let me tell you what's going on in the sky. We had some solar activity last week that actually knocked out radio communications with certain airlines for a while. But that's passed. And right now it looks like for the next 3 days we've got a 25 to 20% chance of a mild or moderate issue. There's a little bit of solar activity going on. We had a coronal mass ejection head our direction, and we're still feeling a few of the effects of that. But other than that, nothing else going on. What's going on in the skies this evening? And we got, if you missed the meteor shower earlier, the Geminids, we've got another one coming up on the 22nd. It's called the Ursids meteor shower. And it's produced by debris dropped from the comet Tuttle. It runs from the 13th to the 21st, or excuse me, to the 24th, but it will be peaking on Friday evening, December 22nd in the Americas, and the best time to watch it is in the hours after midnight on Saturday morning. And they will appear to come from the constellation Polaris and the Little Dipper. Or excuse me, the star Polaris and the Little Dipper constellation, and they can appear anywhere in the sky. There will be a fairly bright moon that will hide the fainter meteors until it sets around 4 a.m. local time. And if you missed that one, we got one coming up in early January. January 3rd to 4th is the Quadrid meteor shower, and while it's not as prolific as the Perseids or the Geminids, it is known to produce a few occasional fireballs. The good news and the bad news is, the good news is the moon is in the last quarter, so you may be able to see some shooting stars during the evening of the 3rd. However, you're more likely to see meteors after 1 a.m. when the radiant is above the horizon. Unfortunately, that's also when the last quarter moon will be rising, and so that's going to kind of wash out a little bit of sky. But you still might be able to see a few. So, if you're interested in seeing meteors, there you go. December 22nd. Late Friday evening, early Saturday morning, and January 3rd, late in the evening, early in the morning, might be able to catch a few shooting stars. Other than that, what's going on in your world, Patrick?
mass ejection last week, knocking the radios out for a little while for places. I didn't experience any of it or hear any of it around here, but I did hear it on the news and a couple other places. And I don't know if I can see that. My view of the sky is the northwest. I have a mountain right to my back on the south side and the east side of me, so I don't know how much of that I can see. I didn't catch all of it because, like I said, I'm receiving the repeater pretty scratchy tonight, so I switched over to a different.
This is KN4RJN. You dropped out there, Patrick, for a little bit. I'm getting a little bit of scratch on my end from your radio. I don't know if it's your radio or the repeater, but you need me to repeat some information for you?
Most of it, but I didn't get the location from where. Will you be able to see that through the whole southern sky or just parts of it?
This can for our band. Well, they appear to come from. They appear to radiate out of a particular point, but you can see them anywhere in the sky. So if you go out during those times and just look. Look at the pieces of sky that you can look at. the Perseids are going to come out of Polaris, which is the North Star. So you ought to be able to see something there. And the Quadrids are coming out of. Let me see here. Catch that again. Well, they come out of. The constellation Quatran, which right now is already set, so it will be fairly high in the sky on the evening of January 3rd, and go out close to midnight on the evening, and if you can stay up that late, sometime after 1 a.m., the radiant is going to be above the horizon, but it will be in the it'll be in the eastern horizon. However, you should still be able to, catch one or two if you're patient. And the moon's going to be out, so it's going to wash out a good portion of the of the eastern sky anyway. So, but definitely the Perseids, if you can find Polaris, he'll be fairly high in the sky. And that's the North Star, so if you've got a good view of the northern skies, you should be able to catch one or two of them. Back to you, sir.
Yes, I have a fairly good view of the northern part of the sky. It's the southeast that I tend to have big, solid obstruction in my way until I get away from it a little bit with a lot of tree cover here where I'm at and a mountain right behind me. But I'll definitely have to check that out on the 3rd. That'll be when I'm heading back to work, so... I'll be up about that time, and if not, I'll be up real early in the morning, so maybe they'll still be going on about that time.
It is game four, RJ. Yeah, should be able to catch one or two. On the ones that don't have that many and don't have that high of a zenith hourly rate, you have to wait for a while, but and be patient. Give your guys a chance to. Adjust to the dark and all that kind of thing. You got fairly dark skies where you're at?
There's no problem with that. Like I say, the only problem I have is getting out of the trees and the mountains here behind me.
This is KN4RJ, and roger that. Trees and mountains and buildings and things tend to... I've got a pretty good, fairly good view of the southern and eastern and western skies. The northern sky I can't see much of because my house is in the way. If I go out in front of my house, I've got streetlights all over the place, so it's. But I've got a fair view of the southern sky high. I've got some big trees back there that tend to block the horizon, and the eastern horizon I can't see, but I can, once it gets above the tree line, then I can see it. But give it a shot. You might be able to catch one or two. Back to you, sir.
I have to keep that in mind, put myself a note in there to check it out. But did anything else come out of the solar storm other than the couple of hours of radio problems? Did it cause anything else that you know of?
This is KN4RJN. It affected some airline communications and some a few ships at sea, I believe, but it might have been a moderate, which is radio outbreak blackouts for, you know, minutes to, you know, half hour, 45 minutes or so, which if you're flying an airplane is kind of disconcerting, but I didn't hear of any serious damage as far as, you know, anything crashing or ships running into one another or any of that sort of thing. It just disrupted communications for a little while. But the solar the geomagnetic storm actually reached a G1 level, which is NOAA's scale of things, and that happened on the 19th. There wasn't any solar storm radiation to speak of. But, and, you know, we've got a 20% chance over the next couple of days of a mild to a moderate minutes to maybe an hour of radio blackout because of that thing and a couple other flares that are going on. But no significant damage to anything that I heard of. Back to you, sir.
Okay, roger that. Like I said, I'd heard it mentioned several times on the radio, but I never heard anything serious happening with it other than, like you say, no communications for a little bit with a couple things here and there. So I'm grateful nothing, no planes collided, no boats had problems or anything like that. That's always a good thing. And if I was on a plane and the pilot couldn't communicate back to the tower or the planes around him, it'd make me a little nervous about that.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it probably makes pilots a little nervous too, but I doubt they pass that on to the passengers. No sense causing a panic in the plane. You know, it's gonna last for a few minutes, and then and they've got alternate means of communication also, so they can kind of work around that. If nothing else, pull out their cell phones and call that way. But but anyway, that's all I've got, Patrick. I know there's other people lined up to want to chat with you, so I will back on out of here. I'll say 73s, and y'all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Well, John, I appreciate you coming by and hanging out for a little while tonight. No, I don't always get a chance to talk to you. So if I don't talk to you again between now and Christmas, I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas and enjoy each other's company. And I do appreciate you coming by tonight. Thank you, sir, for doing so. And with that, we'll see if we got any more check-ins right quick before I move on to Larry. So Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with none being heard, we'll move on up to Mr. Larry. KK4JBQ. Sorry, Larry, about forgot your call sign. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, KK4JBQ. Well, as they say, Patrick, it's only terribly important that you remember your own call sign. And there have been people forget while on the air. I've heard it. So I'm thankful. Let me just say that right up front. I'm thankful that I still remember my own. And I'm thankful also that you sound so good tonight. The last time we spoke, last couple of times maybe, you were not feeling well. I trust that that you're recovering from whatever malaise was keeping you down.
KO4HKX. Well, Larry, I am feeling much better. I'm still dealing with a little bit of sinus issue and a cough, but other than that, I am doing great. I feel fine. I'm just still chasing after my nose. It's still running from me, but I do appreciate it, and that's all I know to say about that. I'll catch you one of these days.
You know, that made me laugh. I have a... I guess I have an active imagination. When you say you're running after your nose, someday you'll catch it. I see this little guy, you know, and it's in my head. I see this little guy, and he's running, and his nose, just the outline of a nose, you know, is running ahead of him, and he just, you know, and it gives me a giggle, you know. I'm easy to entertain. I mean, honestly.
That can be a good thing, especially if you're an only child. My wife and son were only child, and both of them can entertain themselves pretty good. I grew up with a younger brother and some adopted family, and there was never a quiet minute around the house with all of us there.
It's a really big blessing to grow up in a family of three or four or five, you know, at least a few. I grew up with a demon brother, always in trouble and always blaming it on me. So I can say that. I know that sounded harsh, but I can say that. And Donna grew up as an only child. We've had conversations about that, about being only children and the advantages, disadvantages. She's also left-handed, and, you know, there are some advantages and some disadvantages with that. Those are topics maybe for another time. I don't, you know, I have kept people up. One night, I think we talked after 10. That may not seem late to some people, but it is to others, I understand. And, but I could sit and talk forever. I'm pretty sure of it. I'd get tired. I'd need a little rest and rejuvenation from time to time, but I could talk forever. I have that much going on in my head. Now, that's a blessing and a curse. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, Larry, I'm with you there. it can be a blessing and a curse. Sometimes when you got a lot going on in there, you're not paying attention to what you need to right in front of you, and that can be a curse for sure. But I'm the same way. I can fairly easily entertain myself, even though I wasn't an only child. Don't take much to keep my pea brain occupied. So never had that real problem there.
It's a good topic. I'm glad you brought it up. What does it take to entertain you? Now, this is, if you make a study of it, a serious study of it, and serious studies require that you break down input and output of considerations. So, depending on the individual, well, plural, the individuals at hand, you're going to have some folks that it takes a great deal to entertain them. I mean, they have to travel to faraway places to be entertained. They have to be in front of professional actors or celebrities or something like that to be entertained. And then some people can be entertained all by themselves, walking in the woods. That's me. I can look around and be entertained by everything I see. And the height and the depth of their consideration. And that's a blessing, as I see it. But others think themselves, you know, the other extreme, they think themselves so fortunate to be able to partake of all that's available out there. Well, I'm happy for them. I'll just put it that way.
See, I have to agree with you. I'm happy for them. I am perfectly content wandering off into the woods and finding me a tree to climb on my stand and sitting up there and watching the wildlife. I am perfectly content with doing that. In fact, that was probably one of my dream vacations, is just to get out.
Yeah. Early in my... Well, I guess maybe it wasn't early. Maybe it was my sophomore year in college. I took, on a whim, I took a class in geology. Little did I know that the earth beneath my feet had such a story to tell. And it's been there so long, you see. You know, some say thousands, some say millions, and some say billions of years. I don't know who to believe about that. I really don't. But I found that class to be extremely interesting. The earth itself has a story to tell, and you can read that story. Just pick up a geology book sometime, and you got to get past the theories and the crazy notions and stuff like that, and just go on what you can hold in your hand and what you can discover about it, the truth that's right before you. And anything else is conjecture, and, you know, everybody's got their own notion about things, especially how old the earth is. Young earth is a big deal going on right now. Well, anyway, so I had just taken that class and interrupted my college career and moved to Michigan. Now, this is a different landscape than I had known before, and different geology, which I was given to be curious about. Found myself on the edge of a sinkhole. Now, there may be sinkholes around here, but as far as I know, in East Tennessee, where I grew up, there's no sinkholes. So I went exploring. And, you know, for better or worse, I think both ways of it, but for better or worse, I found myself on the edge of this sinkhole in a briar patch. I mean, serious briars. Well, inch and a half long. And I didn't know where to turn. I really was stupefied. I didn't know which way to turn because I had briars all around me. I don't know how I walked into it, but I couldn't see a path out of it. And that moment in my life will always be frozen in my mind as a place where I stopped everything and considered seriously how I'm going to get out of here alive. Now, maybe you've been in a place like that. I don't know. It's a gift to be in a place like that because you think a little differently than you ever will again. So I considered all my paths, and I turned carefully in a circle right there in my one little spot where I felt safe from all the briars. I mean, these things were awful around me. And I planned my path out step by step. It took more than a half an hour to go several feet. But I got myself out of there, and it taught me something. I think in a way that no other lesson could have taught me, no other lesson that anyone else had experienced. It was my own personal thing, and I had to take notice or be all scratched up. I mean, these things were, they looked lethal to me, you know. So anyway, ever been in a situation like that?
Well, not on the edge of a sinkhole, but not in that sense anyway. But the briar patch, many times, running through these mountains up here, as kids, we were just turned loose. You were told for time, and we would just run, all the kids in the neighborhood, and we'd be in briar patches. We'd be off in the woods, in the creeks, in the caves. There's no telling what we were getting into during the day. And the one that comes back to mind, you were talking about the briar patch, is right out in front of the house my mom and stepdad live in. There is a field. And off in it, there is a sinkhole with briars and kudzu all around it. Well, we made our way in there to that thing one day from the low side and come back up the creek to it and ventured around in there and got turned around, and it was quite interesting trying to get out that day.
What for that? I mean, I have a vivid imagination, and I can put myself in that place and time, and I can see you as a child, and, you know, It was a good narration for me. Thank you. So I grew up much in the same way. I was treated the same way. My mom would say, you know, it's pretty day. Get on out of here. I wanted to see you until supper time. And we had it to ourselves, didn't we? And we had friends out there, and we could play the games that we had done before and try some new ones maybe. It was a marvelous way to grow up. I'm just so sad that there are so many people, even of my own vintage, so many people who found that they couldn't or never had the opportunity. I had the opportunity to explore the woods and to be with really good people that I'm just so thankful for that. I just am so thankful. And I know there are people listening who feel the same way. You don't have to make it known to anybody, but just remember what it was like to be a child and have that gift. KK4JPQ.
DO4HKX. Well, Larry, I'm of the vintage. I'm the last generation to know no video games, no cell phones as a kid. And we were that. I'm that generation. And because the Atari, which was the first gaming system come out, and when I was, I don't know, early teenage years, somewhere around there. And cell phones didn't come out till after I was married, so I don't worry about those things. But we didn't sit around in the house. You were not allowed to sit in the house when it was nice outside. You were booted out the door and don't come back. If you did, you got in trouble. And we'd come back, skint knees, elbows, cuts, scrapes, jeans tore up, shorts tore up, shirts ripped. There was no telling how we were coming home, bloody, beaten. And it was just, it was all in a day's fun, and you went out and done it again the next day.
Yeah, thank you for helping me remember not just that we did that, but the incidences. I mean, I can recall, as you're talking, I can recall times when we did exactly that. And you made me think of a time that we played. I guess it was baseball. It could have been softball, but I guess it was baseball. And we just throw the ball to one another. I had not a brand new mitt, but one that I got at Christmas time. You know, this was later in the nicer days of the year. This was later, but in that same year, and I was proud of that thing. It was not anything special, but it's better than a bare hand, I tell you. So the thing that's most remarkable about this is that these kids that I were playing with, their practice was to play until you couldn't see the ball anymore. You know, past dusk. You could not see it in the sky. You just have to guess where it was. And that can be dangerous, you know, because it can beam you. Because, you know, the person who threw it has had a great deal to do with its flight, its trajectory, where it was going to land. And they didn't throw it to be difficult for you to reach. No, not after dusk. It was going to be thrown directly to you. Now, if you can't see it, you might be able to say from your vantage point it was being thrown at you. Oh, Lordy. Well, one of the boys got, you know, he lost a couple front teeth. Just to be clear about it, he lost a couple front teeth. Now, we stopped that practice because it didn't seem to be too wise. KK4JBQ.
Let me tell you this one, and then we'll move on. I got Gary and Keith still waiting in the wings, so I don't want to keep them up too late. We were doing kind of the same thing one day, the kids in the neighborhood or on the street. We didn't live in a neighborhood. It was the whole road. It was a dead-end road, and we all lived there. And we were playing something
we were throwing stuff at each other, and accidentally gave my brother 18 stitches that night. That was not a good night. So he missed when I threw it at him. So it hit him in the forehead and gave him 18 stitches right above his right eye. And I think it scared me more than it did him.
That's a lot of stitches. That's a gash. It's not a cut. That's a gash. Well, gracious. Well, I trust he lived to see another day and to still be the brother you love. Oh, just the last thing I want to mention. Might be worthwhile to somebody. I grew up listening to radio, broadcast radio. And during a vintage time, let's say back in the 50s, maybe even the 60s, there were dramatizations on the radio, and various companies would be sponsors. What I want to talk about was sponsored by Campbell's Soup. Now, well, Campbell's Soup is still around. Maybe some people out there have it on occasion. But they sponsored the radio programs. They were dramatizations of, the one I want to talk about is a dramatization of A Christmas Carol. You know, this is a poem, but it's been movies, you know, but radio lets you create in your mind. It lets you create the scenery and the situation. It leaves a great deal up to the listener. And I just ran across it on the internet. It was originally broadcast in 1939. The lead actor is Lionel Barrymore. Now he was a fabulous actor in his day. I'm sure there are people listening who may not know the name Lionel Barrymore, but he was a great actor. And so he plays Scrooge, and the whole thing is enacted in front of microphones, you know, and it's just so excellent. It's out there. I found it on YouTube. It may be other places, but if that appeals to you, if you'd like to listen to it, my goodness, it lasts for over an hour. You can pause it, you know, whatever, but it's very entertaining and lets you create in your mind what you can see, if that makes sense. Patrick, it's great to talk with you. I'm glad you're feeling better, and you are sounding a lot better. And I thank you for calling the net, bringing this to us every night. Thank you. Thank Dave for keeping everything managed. And we'll talk with you again soon, I trust. This is KK Forge.
Good to talk to you tonight, as always, and appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit. Let's see if we got any more check-ins right quick. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Patrick, please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. KI4KCX. My name is Jerry. Located in Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing good.
I would like to welcome Mr. Jerry, KI4KCX, down there in Gray Court. Jerry, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. And welcome any night. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Sometimes we're here later, sometimes we don't take too long, but do appreciate you checking in with us tonight. With that, we'll move on up to Keith tonight, KN4CHY. Please call KO4HKX.
Company called Innovato, and it's a little single
Baltimore computer that runs Amclock, and about forgot I ordered it. They were out of stock, and they shipped it, received it today, and got it set up, and it's pretty slick. Maybe a lot of folks already have Amclock up and running on something, but I didn't have anything to spare to put it on, so this was a perfect little deal. And this thing is like $49. It comes with a little computer to run everything on, and a little handheld keyboard, and the USB power USB cable to power it all with. So if anybody's looking for a cheap Christmas gift for themselves or another ham, that might do it. Over.